My name is J.T. Abernathy, and I've been a potter for 71 years. The only thing I've really learned is I don't know much about pottery.
J.T. Abernathy is 94 years old and hasn't missed showing his work at the Ann Arbor Art Fair since it first began.
It was started as an assistance to the bargain days because, you know, in July the merchant sales go down quite a bit, and they needed some help. They called me up and said, J.T., we're going to have an art fair. And I said, oh, it'll never work. I was never more wrong in my life.
Abernathy grew up in eastern Oklahoma and after World War II came to Ann Arbor in 1951 to teach art at the University of Michigan. After several years of doing that, he took a pottery class and decided that was his life's calling, setting up his own studio on State Street in Ann Arbor. Abernathy works out of the nonprofit Potters Guild in Ann Arbor, and even though his vision is very poor at 94, he's still making pottery. He adds water to white porcelain clay.
That's just water to make it stick.
And then he pats the clay down. And then he begins to spin a clump of clay into art.
And you have to get the clay what we call centered, with no bumps. And you do that by pushing it very hard and releasing the pressure very slowly. Now watch.
And how does he describe his style?
My style is whatever I happen to be interested in that day. Since I lost my eyesight, I'm into very bright colors.
That's the sound of the kiln where artists put the finishing touches on their creations. About 15 members of the Ann Arbor Potters Guild will sell their work at the Ann Arbor Art Fair in a booth in front of Hill Auditorium. Abernathy says the Ann Arbor Art Fair has changed a great deal in its 58 years and remembers what it was like in the very beginning back in 1960.
It was just three blocks long. Painters hung paintings and drawings on a string between the parking meters. We traded pots for shoes and coats. No one was particularly interested in the monetary aspects. But now it's become a very commercial enterprise, and that's understandable. Everyone involved has to make a living.
Another thing that has changed is how artists who make pottery are treated and considered by other artists.
Most people don't consider pottery art, and it was particularly true early on when I started art school, or when I was in art school. The painters and the sculptors had absolutely no respect for us. It's changed a great deal.
His wife, Terry Adams Abernathy, is a poet-turned-artist and says she first met him 40 years ago when he came to court her roommate.
I think he has a particular twinkle that I really appreciate, a really great sense of humor. And, of course, I like his art a lot.
And she says she's learned a lot by living with an artist for some 40 years.
One of the things that I've appreciated in my journey as an artist and living with an artist is, and being around the Potters Guild and seeing so many different kinds of artists, is that art is an expression of what someone sees and what they do and what their biology is.
So for the 58th year, 94-year-old J.T. Abernathy of Ann Arbor will pack up his pots and dishes and pottery creations and show and sell his work at the Ann Arbor Art Fair. But for him, it's more like an art world reunion.
Oh, I see all my friends, my former students, and I interact with everyone I can possibly get to listen.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.